I wanted an on-the-ground report. Not, you know, not media, not rumors, not the rumor mill on the internet. Just what did you see? And this guy's a trained, highly intelligent operative. He's a computer expert as well. But
there are loads and loads of people with Black Lives Matter t-shirts, KKK t-shirts, all kinds of t-shirts. They were sitting eating lunch together, Black Lives Matter and KKK. I don't think so, side by side.
And they busted CNN completely faking the event. There was no event at all. And yet they were telling the people, oh yeah, they're having this talk in the Rose Garden. And so
it's a war of deception. They're trying to get to our minds so that they can sort of control the actual happenings in the background while we think something different is happening.
Well, we've been involved in a lot of high-level research here lately. There's a worldwide geoengineering program. Some people call it chemtrails, but it's chemical ice nucleation. There's patents for 70 years. I got a call the other day from Dane Wigington. He runs the website geoengineeringwatch.org. He's recently posted a free movie called The Dimming, D-I-M-M-I-N-G, on YouTube. It's still up now, as far as I know, but I expect it to be deleted shortly. It's a really good film, the first of its kind ever in the world, where they take a twin-engine aircraft, it's a NOAA weather craft, and they take actual samples behind the chemtrail planes. They film them at altitude, and you can see them turning on and off the sprays. But this, I've got a big file here, Sarah, of I get people from South Korea, Africa, Norway, Denmark, all around the world, Australia. It's a massive program, and they are poisoning us from the air. And they're also poisoning us with the glyphosate, Monsanto, and all the worldwide food crops. Bill Gates is involved in the seed, the GMO projects, where they're mapping the genomes of all the seeds. And recently, Bill Gates has been the largest land buyer of farmland here in the United States. And so he's a biggest owner of farm equipment. They're also involved in the vaccines, the COVID vaccines. We just talked to the head pharmacist at one of the hospitals here, and they're reluctant, of course, to talk in public or talk on the phone. They're fear for their job, but there's a lot of bad things happening with these vaccines, the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, the mRNA, that's the messenger RNA. Also, AstraZeneca vaccines, all this stuff is tied in a new world order, like Ole's saying. They're poisonous from the air, the land, you know, the sea, our drinking water. They're burning the forest off. This big thing in Texas that just happened was definitely weaponized weather warfare, okay? And we were out observing about 10 days before that big cold front hit Texas, and we saw radionics. 30, 40 different planes spraying here. And they keep the spray, how they do the low and high pressure, Sarah, it goes to the east of the Rocky Mountains. It makes a basin through Denver, Colorado, where it goes down through the Great Plains into Texas. And they engineered that whole thing. And we also got a copy of a letter from the Department of Energy director that Biden has just appointed. And the day before that cold air hit, he sent a letter directly to ERCOT. I have a copy of it here. It's a four-page letter telling them to keep their production capacity at green standards. And that's part of the reason. It's not been out in the news much, but it's part of the reason why the electric grid went down there. There's multiple reasons for that cascading failure. However, they were ordered. And then that was sent February the 14th, Sarah, at 8:51 p.m., Eastern time from Washington, D.C., from the Department of Energy. What were they doing working on a Sunday? What were they doing working on at night on Valentine's Day? And they sent that down right before that cold front hit Texas, the brunt of it. And then it was lifted about 4 or 5 days later, right when the cold front left. And we're doing research on it now, but it looks strongly like what Ole was saying about Biden talking about the dark winter. His director of energy, Department of Energy, helped create that power outage down there. And so we're still doing research about this because there's a lot of lawsuits and a lot of things going on. People were killed. But it looks like a globalist New World Order attack, just like they sprayed Sweden. I think it was, 2018, Ole, where they had the 80-something fires, all-time record fires. And then they sprayed Australia the next year, and they had 200-something fires. Then they sprayed California with the Paradise and Tubbs fires out there. I saw the films, several of them, of the beams of light coming down. They were either from drones or some type of airborne platform, like a 707 or some type of aircraft. And they started some of those fires. And so they're burning us up. They're polluting the air. They're poisoning the land, the sky. They're poisoning the vaccines. It's part of the New World Order push to eliminate some of the population. And if you look at the Georgia Guidestones in Georgia, they have stated in 10 languages, I believe it is, their goal, the second one on those plaques says, we want to reduce the world's population to 500 million people. And we got about 7 or 8 billion now, sir. So that's a big drop. How are they going to do it? If they go around, kicking the doors in and shooting people, there'll be a worldwide revolt. They're going to have to do it secretly and quietly. They're going to have to poison people. And that's exactly what we're seeing. That's what the evidence is showing. They're moving from country to country. And China just announced that they're going to increase their chemtrail or geoengineering spraying across their country.
Who's going to survive? The people who are the healthiest? And I mean, what happens if they kill everybody? I mean, what kind of plan to make sure that 500,000 people are going to live?
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't know the specifics.
But you know what I mean.
I'm just seeing the empirical evidence out here that we're seeing is, the fires in Sweden that one summer. Ole can probably tell you more about that. It was just crazy. And then all the fires that broke out, I think it was about 200 of them along the coastline in Australia. And that happens to be the Agenda 21, the United Nations New World Order plan to put a new railway around all the port cities, Melbourne, Sydney, and so forth around the coast of Australia. Meanwhile, the Chinese military's building islands out in the South China Sea and so forth. So geopolitically, they have their reasons, for wanting to reduce population. I can't answer that. I don't know exactly what they're spraying. We know they're spraying nano aluminum, and it's in polymer nano matrices. They're also spraying barium and barium sulfate. And the chemtrail thing is a deep layered situation. It has military applications, weather warfare applications, climate applications, even sterility applications, So there's a lot of things going on. Bill Gates Foundation got caught down in Africa. They gave polio vaccines in Rwanda and I think Kenya, Zaire. There were several countries involved. And what they caught the Gates people, they put a covert secret sterility drug that they were testing.
Yeah.
Is that in the polio? So they filed a court case in the criminal court of The Hague there and actually won the case. But Bill Gates gives, $200-300 million to our media outlets here, and we never hear about it in the States. But there's a big thing going on with the vaccines, the chemtrail spraying. It's all part election rigging. Venezuela, different countries. It's a big push, like Ole's saying. And like you said, sir, it uses China as a tool or America as a tool or whatever. They don't care. They've got to get everyone into their New World Order fold and get all the nations together where they control them from the top. And then they're going to reduce the population and try to get them into these smart cities with the 5G. The implantable microchips and so forth. That's at least their plan. Like Ole says, we can't let them do it. We've got to talk about this stuff. We got to bring it out, and we've got to expose these criminals.
I just can't believe we're dealing with this level of absurdity and crime. It's really incredible.
Do you know, I did an interview with the CIA whistleblower Chip Tatum once, Chip was for many, many years, he was a high level CIA operative. He was a very, very skilled pilot and flew all the presidents from Nixon up to George Bush Sr., Henry Kissinger, these type of people. He was flying them all over the place. And he ended up as a commander for an ultra secret hit team called Pegasus, being part of taking out 14 different people, killing them. So not an amateur. And I asked him once, Chip, I don't understand the mindset of these people. What I just don't get it. And he said, the only reason you don't understand is because you're not a psychopathic killer. If you were, this would make perfect sense. And so I've stopped to try and understand what's going on. I make it easy for myself. I just say, we're up against evil. I mean, this is pure evil. And further down the rabbit hole you go, the more evil it is. So it's sort of like, okay, so what are we going to do about it? And this is, I would say, the way out is actually in, that you have to go in inside yourself and find the courage and the purity of mind and the intention and the creative source in you to find ways of dealing with this. It's up to all of us, and we're all unique individuals that all have a unique set of skills and talents and whatever. We together have to find creative ways out of this, because we're up against like super wealthy, super psychopaths that are on steroids. They're going wild. And I would suggest that what we're living through right now is the end game. It is really that giving it everything they have from all different directions, all different layers, chemtrails, food, injections, wars, deception, false flags, you name it. But when you look at the same time, if you focus on the bad things that goes down, yes, there's a lot of bad things going down. But if you look at the positive things that are happening in the world because of these things, it is really, really amazing as well and inspiring to watch that. And we're getting very close now to the March the 20th, where there's going to be global demonstrations all over the world of people standing up. And I did an interview together with Dr. Dolores Cahill yesterday, and it's just amazing to watch what one individual can do and in so many different areas, and how to inspire other people around her. And one of the things that she and many other people say is, we just have to inform ourselves about our rights and the laws and so on, so that we can stand up against these people in uniform and put them personally responsible for their actions. Also, doctors in the white robes, that they cannot hide behind sort of a title or an institution, but to put them personally liable to what they're doing, responsible for what they're doing. The same with presidents and prime ministers and everything that happens under their shift. If it turns out, which is very obvious now, that this whole virus thing had nothing to do with the disease, but it's a criminal act against humanity of an absolute illegal lockdown, shutdown of everything, killing people in many, many ways, then the people in charge of that nation should be put up against the wall and tried for these crimes, you know, personally. So, and a lot of these things are happening now. There are courts being set up. There's all kinds of legal experts being activated. There are people in the military, there's people in the police, there's people among doctors, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of nurses that refuse to give the vaccine. And so there's a lot of things happening that is amazing. And in Sweden, the country that I've been bashing over the head for a long time because they've been such cowards, now they're standing up and in an amazing way, absolutely amazing way. There were several thousand people gathering in Stockholm the other day. Absolutely amazing. For Sweden, that is unheard of. And here they were, non-violent, but no fearless, and just there. Even the police tried to disturb them and pick them up, whatever. Nothing. They couldn't touch them. So, well.
I'm very hopeful for what's going on around the world. I would like to see the United States, the people of the United States, do more. You know, I guess we did do quite a bit when we tried not to have Biden in, and then they fixed the election. It was a landslide win for Trump, and then they fixed the whole darn thing. But Sarah,
if you focus on politics, you're
it's all BS, lost. Anyways. I agree.
It's the wrong It's like watching a theater play.
I
that don't
know,
put any
but
effort
people
there.
Did it because they want to not. They're worried because now with Biden, and it's like they're ushering in this whole thing. I think we just lost Cody.
Cody?
So I'm gonna try to get. Yeah, he's gone. I'm gonna try to get him back on.
Please do.
Oh, there's Cody.
Hey, Cody, it's us again.
Yeah, Sarah, they just cut my phone again, like they did on a call to Norway this morning. The deep state does this on almost every interview I do. They just clicked off the phone, and it went to dial tone. Sometimes on shows with Ole over there in Europe, they would put on country Western music or do audio overlay, static, all kinds of electronic interference. So if it happens again, just call me back, please. It's they don't like what we're talking about,
yeah.
I guess.
But Sarah,
yep.
wasn't it you and I who were doing the interview? Suddenly they're appearing these gay photos of from Nigerian porn sites, and then they wrote losers.
It wasn't me, but that's hilarious.
Losers across my screen. And we were just like,
that's
what
terrible.
The hell? Where did that come from? No, but I mean, you have to give it to them. At least they got a sense of humor. So.
Oh, I have so many issues when I'm on, especially lately. I was with Dolores Cahill, and she. And we had, like, it's like you don't have any problems until you're actually doing an interview. And
exactly.
It's interesting because it's actually at the time, a lot of times it's at the time you're saying something relevant.
Yeah, I totally agree. Boom. But I think that's intimidation. They want to show you that, you know, when you start stepping over the line, they try to show you, don't go here, don't go. But the thing is, it's just to keep on, ignore them.
That's just what happened. Just now, you had to change the conversation just a little bit to what we can do. And Sarah was talking about, I feel positive, and these are the things that we can do against them. And then that's when the phone lines cut, because there's a lot of things we can do. I get that question all the time, all around the world. People go, what can we do against the Rockefellers and, you know, the Rothschilds and this whole big chemtrail thing? There's lots that we can do. And they don't want us to know that. They want to keep us disempowered and ignorant.
Okay, well, tell us what we can do. What do you think we can do, Cody?
Just like Ole said, the first thing you can do is get your spiritual development down. You know, whatever that is, okay? Be strong in your spirit, okay? That's what you need to withstand all these emotional attacks, you know, the porn sites from Nigeria, all of the censorship, all of the everything. Get yourself independent of this system. You know, as best as you can. I mean, we all need gasoline and we need to talk on the phone and so forth, but keep your finances. You know, I don't have just a bare minimum in the bank. We have a bunch of survival food put up. We're totally off grid. We have solar power. We try to make ourselves as independent as we can from the big corporations. You know, I'm not going to take that vaccine under any circumstances. Instead, I'm going to wash my hands and wear a mask if I need to and pay attention to what I'm doing. And if you preventative medicine is much better than running to the pharmaceutical companies like Moderna or Pfizer, make your life independent. You know, get some silver, get some gold, have your finances set up and speak truth to people. Just make truth the number one thing in your life, regardless of what anyone says or how much hate speech they throw at you, and keep speaking, even if it's to one person, even if you have to write a hand letter, you know, and they sent you completely off of Twitter and Facebook like they did Donald Trump, 87 or 89 million followers, and they just censored him. We're facing a big monster here of these corporations. Don't support them. Don't buy their products. You know, stay out of this system. If enough people do that, their corporations will crash. If people stop buying stuff at Walmart here in the United States, the CCP would lose a lot of their money and a lot of their power. There's a group here, sir, a lot of people don't pay taxes. They just quit. They do not file their federal income tax, and they say, I'm not going to – this is probably where the phone's going to get cut again here, but – they say every dollar I give to this corrupt federal government that has a fraudulent election and illegal, corrupt politicians, I'm not sending them any more money. I don't trust them, and they're not going to get my money, so they stop paying.
Yeah, I do not blame them for that.
There's a lot of ways to get out of the system, because it's the system they're going to use to control us with. Don't ever take the chip. Ever. never give up your gun.
Never give up your gun, ever. Fight back on that. Where can people reach you and see more of what you do?
Well, I'll just give out my email address if they want to contact me. It's starlodgehealing@gmail.com. Starlodgehealing@gmail.com. And I wrote a book, Choosing the Light. It's over on Ole's website there at lightonconspiracies.com. And Ole's got a lot of good stuff on that. I'd encourage people to sign up for that newsletter. I read that newsletter as soon as it comes in every month. And has a lot, Ole does a lot of great research, and I learn a lot of stuff from it. But, you know, I've been hammered into the Stone Age. I had two websites. They were hacked repeatedly. The guys that built them, Sarah, told me, we've never, ever seen a website hacked so bad. They've hit my phones, bugged my cars, bugged my houses. The phone line here was cut. I've been hit in car wrecks. I mean, it's a standard deal when you try to get the truth out. So if anyone wants to contact me, you can use that email. But my emails are being blocked with random stuff. The NSA, we checked it with a military intelligence guy out of Nicaragua, and they did all the electronic stuff, and they said that you have random blocking on incoming and outgoing. They'll let one or two go out and then block two, and then they'll let one, five or six come in and block, and it's random. So it gives you the idea that your email's still working, but it's not.
Yes. Yeah, I'm seeing that too.
Right.
With Gmail specifically. But right. Where can people get hold of you, Ole? Oh, go, if you're not done, keep going.
No, I'm just saying, I don't want to hog the conversation. Ole has a lot to say, too. But we're working with Barbara Honecker and Dr. Greg Ford. Barbara Honecker's involved in filing the lawsuit against the Saudis regarding the 9/11 tragedy. They're getting evidence together, and she contacted me to get my book so that I have a lot of the data in there about Iraq, the anthrax vaccine, depleted uranium, and so forth. And so they're using some of the stuff in my appendix regarding the Gulf War Syndrome's hearings in the lawsuit in the Southern District of New York. So we're hoping some progress can be made there in bringing closure and financial rewards to some of the people that have suffered horribly from that 9/11 thing. And so that made me feel good that some of my work is actually being put to use by other people. And Ole does the same thing with his work. Other people use some of the facts he digs up and the things he do, and we all share. And it's about sharing. And that gets back, Sarah, to what I was talking about. What can we do? We can all share. You know, your show, all these different shows, even though we're facing mass censorship, we can all share knowledge, share truth, stick together.
Well, and share my humanity's decision. I just made a documentary called Humanity's Decision. I'd really appreciate it if you guys would share that and others would share that. It's really educating people on the treatments that exist so you don't have to take the vaccine, and then problems with the vaccines. It's just 11-12 minute little documentary. And I've been told it's really powerful and it really reaches people. So I'd really hope that people will share it. And it's also people who don't know, get it to those people who haven't taken that vaccine yet. And maybe it'll save their life down the line.
Yeah. I want to point out, I don't know how many interviews I've done about this, and also I've interviewed some of the world-leading experts in the area of vaccines and so on. What we're up against is not a vaccine at all. It's problem, reaction, solution.
Yes, I know.
It's the solution to a problem that they have created. They created this problem called Corona to be able to push their solution on the global population. That's the whole idea. What we're actually facing is a biological weapon of mass destruction, nothing less. It is a very horrifying, scary thing with so many different, incredibly, I mean, I can't even put words on it, what's in these
prion diseases.
Oh my God, it's terrifying what's in them. And it's unfortunately more or less, it's a one-way street. If you go down that, if you get injected with that, not easy to reverse the whole thing in you. So I would strongly suggest that if you even consider it, please listen to people like Dr. Dolores Cahill, who's the head of the World Doctors Alliance and the World Freedom Alliance, who's been working in this industry for many, many years, and who's from the inside seen what is going on. And she says, because she's not a doctor. She cannot advise us what to do. But she said, not even if she was offered $10 million would she take the vaccine. And if someone against her will injects her with it, she would then directly sue this person for attempted murder. That is how bad she sees it. That is...
So, yeah, and she's a doctor, just not a medical doctor, so she can't tell you, but she's a very... Yeah, she's great. Yeah,
my girlfriend here is a 40-year pharmacist, clinical pharmacist, honors degrees from University of Texas. She worked in hospitals for 40 years, and she's retired now, like me. But she still talks to a lot of the pharmacy people around in the hospital here, hospital area. And they're all in agreement. The messenger RNA, where they take the lipids, it's a fatty substance, and that's how it transports the RNA into the cells. And then it tells the cells to start making those little antibody things for the coronavirus, but none of these people will take it. We talked to several nurses and all, and they whisper, Sarah, they won't, you know, they look around when you ask them, are you going to take it? And they look around to see who's listening, you know, and they're pushing the vaccine through the hospitals, but a lot of the people are secretly, you know, the nurses and doctors and pharmacists are not taking it.
Well, and are they just, are they doctoring, documents to say they have?
Do they have to have like vaccine cards?
Yeah, I mean, are they faking their documents saying that they have taken it? I mean, I don't blame people if they have.
So the doctors, the main healthcare system here is UC Health, University of Colorado Health, and they own a bunch of the hospitals around here, but they have not made it mandatory for their healthcare workers to take those.
Oh, okay.
But some areas, though, in the world, they have. And those people would have to fake it or figure some way to get around it. It's a really bad problem. The problem is,
well, because I don't blame people for doing that. You don't have
clinical trials have not been done. They bypassed them. They waived them in Operation Warp Speed.
Well, I know it's a joke. Maybe they have done it and they know what's going to do, and it's already been developed for a while. I'm not laughing because it's funny,
Sarah. It's
maybe they have done their phase 3. They know what it's going to do.
No. It's
they just don't want to share it with us.
Problem, reaction, solution. The solution was there from day one. The problem was created so that the population would accept the solution. The vaccine, the alleged vaccine, was there from day one. It was just a matter of how are we going to be able to push it on the global population. So they had to create the problem. So this whole thing about them developing these vaccines, working day and night, and all of that, it's absolute bullshit.
Warp speed is all BS.
It was there from day one with all of the crap, including ID 2020 inside of it, and tracking devices and nanobots. And I mean, this Moderna mRNA part of the whole thing, it's according to their own website, it's a synthetic operating system that can be reprogrammed once it's in your body. I mean, that is terrifying when you look at it. It's like, just like Cody said, mRNA is the messenger, it's the one that goes from your DNA. D stands for Dios, the God creation blueprint in you. There's this communicating system inside of you that is like, if you cut your arm, it will say, okay, we need some proteins to heal that wound or whatever. And that's the mRNA. Here they're talking about replacing that with an operating system, a synthetic operating system that can be reprogrammed by people like Bill Gates inside your body. It's like terrifying once you start listening to it, and also what it's doing inside of you. I know since you had Dolores on your program, I'm sure she's been talking a lot about that. But now also there all of these patents that have been registered with Microsoft and Gates and so on, where they also connect it to banking systems, so that your body or the chip in you will be coordinated with your banking, with your finances and 5G and the whole thing all in one.
Oh, yeah. They actually experimented with that. They rolled those things out in the Native American communities first, because they're all controlled in the United States by their, you know, the health programs, the government programs, and they're all they do all these experiments with
them.
Did
you say the native?
And they did the chip.
Yeah.
Yes, they did the chip in the Native American communities and then tied their health records and their bank accounts to those chips. They did that like 20 years ago. They've been experimenting with that for a while.
They can just fuck off. They can fuck off. That is what they can do. It's always the native population or the indigenous population or the poor or the... I mean, really, it's disgusting. It is disgusting. Disgusting. Oof.
It's bad. Okay, where can they get hold of you, Oli?
Well, I'm being shut down right, left, and center myself, so it's not so easy anymore. I just got my Vimeo account deleted as well with more than 300 interviews. Yes, I know. So busy, busy, Mr. Damagod is just going to have another round with these forces. But so far, my website is lightonconspiracies.com, plural, conspiracies.com. I'm on Patreon so far. Please, please let me stay. Patreon.com/lightonconspiracies. And then on all different kinds of platforms where we're trying to, if they shut down left, we go right. If they shut down up, we go under. You know,
absolutely.
It's like it's duck and dive all the time. So, but I would say, you know, once again, the way out is in. You have to, instead of blaming and pointing all the time, look inside of you and see where you need healing, how you can empower yourself, how you can encourage yourself to become strong and stand in your truth. It's not enough just to whisper behind closed windows and curtains or like something on Instagram or whatever. You need to show some courage. You need to stand your ground, to stand your truth. And the magic word in this whole scenario is no. The magic word is no. Evil cannot proceed without your consent. So it's like, that's it. You can just say, thank you, but no, thank you. Yeah, but we have this beautiful vaccine for you. Thank you, but no, thank you. I'm just not doing it. Like Cody said, it's not happening. His no is like Mount Everest. Boom, it's a no. And you can't move that. So we just, and the more of us that just say that and then push the people that are trying to, or not push them, but stand up against these people that are trying to push this agenda on us, saying, we see who you are. We know your agenda. We know exactly who you are and what you've been doing for such a long time. We're going to hold you responsible, personally responsible for every little deed you do. So now back off, leave us alone. Get a life, or if you want to depopulate the world, feel free. I'll help you. There's a window over there, you know. So if that's one person, that's
exactly. Let's start with you first.
If Bill Gates thinks there's too many of us, feel free. I will not miss you at all. Goodbye, farewell, boom, out you go, you know. So, but it's when they
start
taking over
you.
And playing God, that's when they can get a double finger from me, and. Leave us alone. That's the only thing we're asking for. Back off. If you want to have some super psychopath games and death games or whatever, find an island, kill each other. You know, I'm sure there will be room enough for you all. Then you can play your games over there and leave the rest of us alone and just have this beautiful life that we're supposed to live in beauty and harmony and compassion. And yeah. Well, I'm going to be here for as long as it takes. I will not back down until this world is like the Garden of Eden. And and I want to say this whole thing about thing. People say, but what can we do? What can we do? It's all a matter of fear. The only thing they have on us, the only thing they have against us, or as a weapon against us, is fear. It's all based on fear. And the beauty of fear is it's only in your side, your own head. It's not out there. It's in between your ears. And it's always connected to something in the future. You're afraid. You're never afraid of something that has happened. Maybe that it will repeat it, but it's always connected to the future. And it's always connected to something that has not yet happened. So when you think of us being controlled by fear, when it's actually something in our mind, that has and is focused on something that has not even yet happened. It's a total waste of life. So let go of fear, find ways of letting go of fear, meditation, be in nature, hug a cup, hug a dog, whatever works for you, listen to music and let fear go, let it leave you. And if nothing else, it will make your life a lot happier. And then let's just tell these super psychs, sorry, we are not having it. You've had your time. You've had your dark empire for such a long time. It's over. Give it up. We know how few you are. We know how many we are. You won't be able to pull it off. So back off and leave us alone. Get a life. And let's live on in the future together, side by side, instead of fighting each other.
Okay, that was awesome. Will you guys stick around for my members?
But of course, Sarah.
Yay, okay.